think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, Nigel put together mystery songs that have to do with Halloween. Cher, you know who's singing.
Is that Frank?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And here comes the title. It's Witchcraft. Good choice, Nigel.
Frank, old blue eyes.
Beautiful, huh? He's ours. Did you do a Halloween commercial for Mike Thompson?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I did.
I must have seen it. I've seen all of yours.
You know, it actually just started running. Okay, actually started running, what's today, 13, 14?
So
yeah,
did
it
you
started
do
running
Halloween
the first week.
Or breast cancer? For
I did breast cancer awareness, okay. And then toward the end of the month, we'll do another one for Halloween.
There you go.
Yeah, everybody guess what that's going to be.
This is the Energizer Bunny. This is Cher Lickman from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City.
Yes, ma'am. And we've also done a lot of other stuff. I did my commercial, and then I was on Desert Living Now with a 7-minute segment, which was pretty cool, all about breast cancer awareness. Nothing to do with Mike Thompson, but of course, they brought up Mike Thompson.
Yes.
and then on Saturday, I put together a team, and we went and did the 5K hike, the walk, Paint El Paseo Pink.
That's why you're so nice.
Were you part
slender.
Of that?
I publicized it a lot and drove the pace car.
No.
We publicized
no,
it
No, you
lot.
Didn't drive the pace car. I was there. I was right behind the pace car.
Uh-oh. Busted.
It was a nice pace car, but they didn't have a pink Cadillac this year. They always have a
always
pink
have
Cadillac,
a pink.
And they couldn't find, well, like everything else, Joy,
oh, it's
you
on
can't
the,
find a pink
it's on
Cadillac.
The ship out in
it's
the
on the ship.
Long
some,
Beach, yeah, Los Angeles
LL Harbor.
Harbor.
Well, along with those 45 other ships out there.
Hey, is that going to impact Mike Thompson?
Big time. Not is it going to. It is and has been. Oh, yes. The supply chain breakdown has been the biggest challenge of this entire. It has been just, you know, don't get me wrong, Joy. We are blessed, blessed, blessed. And I am so grateful and thankful for that. But it is slowing down the production. Like I mentioned to you the last time, the breakdown of the supply chain. Now it's the shipping fiasco, and they can't get trucks and can't get drivers. And we're also, once the coaches are finally getting built and all the parts and pieces are there on the new motorhomes, they can't get drivers to drive them. So, yeah, it's really affected us.
You don't just become a truck driver overnight. You have to really go to school and pass a lot of tests, and it's very involved.
And physicals, and all of that. So, no. But, yeah, so that's been kind of our biggest glitch. And just getting, like, I've got Tiff and Motorhomes, who manufactures, you know, the big luxury diesel motor coaches, as you like to call them.
Motor coaches.
Yes. So those, we've got 250 of them sitting around waiting for DEF tanks.
What's a DEF tank?
A DEF tank. DEF is diesel fuel additive, and that's what's required by, you know, to save our planet and mitigate smog.
And you have to have it.
You have to have it in a diesel pusher. It's been mandated since 2008. And so just getting those tanks alone, it's a little tank, but of course it's specific to, it has to satisfy all the requirements for the, you know, emission standards and all of that. So they have to wait for a specific tank. And so just today I got notified just this morning that one of my big diesels that we've been waiting for since it was ordered in March, it finally was completed in the first week of September, and they just got the DEF tank and shipped it today.
So how will that affect your customers? What are you giving, better deals on trade-ins, or
we're definitely giving better deals on trade-ins because it's a seller's market right now, you know. So yeah, you're paying more for the one that you're buying, but you're also getting a lot more for the one that you're trading in. So it's a seller's market both ways, whether you're the dealer selling it or whether you're the buyer who's, so quote unquote, trading it in, selling it to the dealership, you know. So the differences are about the same as they've always been if you have a trade-in. So it's affecting us, and it's affecting the motorhome owners because they can't get the parts and pieces. You know, if your water heater goes out, you can't get one. It's just not available. You know,
if I were to drive over there and pull in and want to order a custom one, and it's October now, how long would it take?
Well, it depends on what brand, and it depends
the very best
that I've got. A Tiffin Allegro bus, you'd probably be waiting 6 to 7 months to get it at this point. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just really, and what's even worse is the Mercedes-Benz. So all the little Mercedes-Benz diesels that you see, the little 24 footers, can't get chips. Mercedes is not producing chassis because they haven't gotten the engine. The 22 engine hasn't gotten approved yet by federal, you know, standards, whoever that is, you know. But yeah, so they're not producing them. If you order a Wayfair, let's say a Tiffin Wayfair, which is a very nice little 24-foot diesel Class C, you're not going to get it until probably in the past you could have gotten it in 60 to 90 days, and now you're probably not going to get it until March, April.
Easter. Forget Christmas.
It's Easter. Yeah.
Doggone it.
Celebrate Easter early this year. But it's amazing. Yes,
you were one of the first people I thought of when I noticed all of that log jam. Mm-hmm. Over there off the coast.
Yeah, it's really, really affecting us. But, you know, like I say, we're still very blessed. We've got the best selection of used.
Tell us what you've
got. We've
got
the best selection of used motorhomes right now and used trailers that we have had in a very long time.
Wow.
Even though we can't, like I say, get many new ones, I've got 11 Class Bs on my lot, brand new, and I've got, like, 5 gas coaches brand new. I mean, that's it, and the rest of them are pre-owned, and but what a time to get a bargain, because we have such nice late model, you know, pre-owned.
And you'd be smarter to get a good used motor coach than wait.
Oh, sure, everybody knows that. Yeah, you're going to save because the first guy took the hit.
Yes.
Always, you know, you drive it off the lot, it's like a car or anything else, you know, it's a depreciating asset. So the the smartest people are buying the pre-owned, you know. But if you do want a new one, you know, we're still ordering them, and we're still getting some stock units, just not enough really, because so many people are putting their name on them as they're coming down the pike, and they're sold before they get here.
Oh, my
stars. So when the coach comes in, It's already owned by someone because they put their name on it 3-4 months ago.
Right.
When there's nothing in our inventory, then they're buying up our stock that's coming in, and they're buying up whatever they're manufacturing. I looked at my list today on Wayfair's, and it's really a shame. But I've got like 37 Wayfair's coming when they finally do get the chips, and Mercedes does get the chassis approved, the engine approved. 37 of them, every one of them sold. Not one available to the general public.
Oh, my
goodness. And I had a second customer call me today, second-time customer, looking for a Wayfair. We want to trade in our big Class A and downsize.
Right. Can't do it.
Yep.
Ordinarily, that would be a good problem.
Right. You know? Well, she's actually going to put it on consignment with us, and we're going to sell it while she waits for the new one to be built. But it'll probably be, like I said, April. She probably won't get it until April, which is okay with her schedule. So, you know, it works out for some people, but for a lot of other people, they're just settling for something different. She's going to almost thinking maybe I'll just settle for another brand. It may not be the one I really want, but at least I can get it now.
Gee whiz.
So it's that crazy. Crazy good. For us.
Visiting with Cher Lickman. What's your title over there at Mike Thompson RV?
Well, I really act as the store manager, so they call me store manager, general manager, general sales manager. I also take care of parts and service,
everything.
And yeah. So I'm just kind of it. I'm kind of your all around manager of the store.
You're so popular. Your energy's wonderful.
Thank you.
Remember when that ship got caught? Was it in the Panama Canal last year or the year before? The Suez.
It was last
Canal?
Year. Suez Canal.
Last. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that slowed everything down. And look what's happened now.
Yeah, it's amazing. So along with all of the great stuff that's happened, you know, to my industry during COVID, we just have been so blessed, and everything great has happened to us. And now we're facing some of the same challenges that other industries, you know, faced much earlier. But we've got the benefit of it just being a great year. You know, we're still continuing to have sell 25 to 35 vehicles a month out of my little postage stamp lot.
Yes.
And we're still doing, you know, between $400,000 and $500,000 in profit every month, you know, and it's just amazing, you know, the numbers of people that just everybody still
loves it.
Oh, and it's getting more and more popular. And as people get out there, you know, as I call them, in the campgrounds of life, and they start seeing the camaraderie and the lifestyle, you know, it's all about the lifestyle.
What has the price of gas done to your industry?
You know, to be honest with you, it really doesn't affect us.
Oh.
Not very much at all, because if you look at it, you know, survey says the average motorhome owner goes somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000 miles per year. So it's negligible. It's not like your car where you're driving it every day and the cost of a gallon of gas, you know, it's if it goes up a dollar, how much is that going to affect the motorhomers?
Yes.
And that's their lifestyle. You know, that's their lifestyle. They're not going to let it affect. And especially with those big motor coaches and the big diesel pushers, you know, they're parking them over here at Motor Coach Country Club in Indio and over here at Outdoor Resorts in Palm Springs and Outdoor Resorts in Indio. And they're parking them in those nice resorts and basically living in them for 5 or 6 months. So if they want to go somewhere, they jump in their car, they jump in their SUV and go. And then they come back to their home base, and they're here for, you know, the snowbirds are here for 5 or 6 months. They're not driving around for the most part, and if they are, they're either purchasing a smaller little RV to drive around in. A lot of them are.
Really?
I mean, I know that sounds decadent,
but it's true.
They're parking their big motor home and using it as a home base, and a lot of them are buying a smaller little Class C or Class B van and driving around and going to where they want to go and then coming back to basically to their home base. Home is where you're plugged in.
Where is Mike Thompson RV? I drive by it and I think, how can anyone not find this place?
Yeah, it's pretty blatantly
pretty
obvious, isn't it? Yeah, we're at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive, which is Highway 111.
Right.
So just shoot.
Cathedral City.
Yes.
Across sort of from the Quick Car Wash and all those places.
Yeah, right
around
there.
In there. You can't miss it. They're so beautiful out there. Can you test drive one?
Absolutely. We insist on it. Yeah.
But what if you don't know how to drive one?
Well, we'll teach you. Oh. No problem. Now, I've got excellent drivers, and I've got a lot of my guys, and one of my guys has owned 6 RVs in his lifetime. I've owned 7, you know, so we got a lot of talent around there, and we will definitely take you out into a big parking lot and teach you how to drive, teach you how to park, how to back up, all of that. So don't worry.
Back up?
Yeah, backing up.
Now,
that's
I could
challenge.
Back up my Suburban pulling a little U-Haul trailer mm-hmm. back and forth to Montana every year.
Well, you could back up an RV then.
If I could back up a Suburban.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Nothing to it, but to do it.
I'll get in it for a test drive and never come back.
It takes 3 drives, we say, until you just really feel comfortable with your RV.
3 drives.
And that's about what it takes, yeah. So, yeah, so just come on over and see us at Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City.
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
What times?
We serve customer delight.
Yes, I love that. I want you to sign off with that, but not yet. How many days a week are you open?
7.
Oh,
yeah.
I just said that.
7 days a week.
What time?
We're open from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. except for Sunday, and on Sunday from 10 to 5. And about 5 o'clock, most of the RVers are looking for the cocktail hour anyway.
That's right.
So we close around 5. And, yeah, come on by and see us. And we're saying this month, and like I said in my commercial, at Mike Thompson RV, we deliver customer delight. And in October, we wear pink.
Oh, that what a great way to end our time together. Thanks for coming by. You're so wonderful to be with.
Thank you.
Okay, Joey pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.